Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning, Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Patrick Ahern joins us. They're playing our song through May the 12th. And Patrick, good morning. Good to have you here this morning.
I'm glad to be here. They're playing our song today,
Ted.
They are.
It's you and me right now.
It's our song.
It is.
Yeah. We haven't done one of our podcasts in a while, but we do have our song.
We do.
You know that great intro that Bill Carroll did for us.
It's too bad I don't have access to that right now. We could play that. We could talk about the podcast. I can't wait for the podcast, by the way, to restart because I have all kinds of ideas.
We'll have a very special guest soon, so we'll get that going. I've got one more big show to get up, and then I'm not directing the rest of the year after this next show that opens.
Oh, okay.
Everybody else is a guest director, so So we'll have plenty of time to do our podcast.
Okay, because we've got a lot to cover, a lot of ground to make up, and we'll
do it.
We will do that and let people know all about when that restarts. Patrick Ahern is. This is the first time that I've been able to say this. You corrected me the last time, so let me be the first. The first time I've said this. Patrick Ahern is the CEO and producing artistic director with the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts.
Yeah, it's just, it's just a title. That's all. I'm same guy, same person,
still
same love for what I do.
Still picking up the trash that sometimes gets left behind.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. I'm such a perfectionist. When I see little things on the carpet or stuff like that, I pick it up because I like everything to be pristine.
Hey, and I haven't even told you. Hopefully, you can fill in some gaps for me. And I only saw and didn't look at it, but I saw the other day something pop up that children's theater is returning.
Children's theater is returning in the fall.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, we're very excited about that, and we are going to be doing. Willy Wonka is very popular right now with the movie that was just done with Timothy Chalamet. So we are going to have Willy Wonka as our first. First venture for the fall. So that will be in, I believe we've got it going up. If it's not late September, it's October. So stay tuned. There'll be some more exciting information coming out May 15th about the children's theater.
Children's theater before COVID was just a jewel for.
Oh, it was big. Yeah,
we would routinely do a couple of shows a year just on children's theater.
Yeah,
and the kids involved in that, the adults that led it. Boy, I mean, they were just a committed bunch.
Yeah,
and those were. Those Saturday morning shows would be rocking sometimes.
They would be, and the reason we had to put it on hiatus for such a long time, we depend on the schools coming in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and but because of the pandemic and a little bit after it was over, of course, is it ever over? But. There were not field trips with the schools.
Yeah.
And to put all of that effort into just doing one show on a Saturday, and a lot of people weren't even going out, to do that kind of thing, especially with children. So, but now I think we've got it under control, and we will be back in business in the fall. Yeah.
What's always been funny is when you've had people that got their start with children's theater and then made it to the big stage and would come in here and do shows. You get your start in children's theater and start doing that regularly. Boy, you're articulate. You can come in here and do a show like this that sometimes middle-aged adults struggle with.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you never know. Maybe the future host of Town Talk in 30 years
right
from
there.
Now or whatever is going to. But it's such a great thing for these kids because whether they go into a career in the theater or film, television, or something else, it really boosts their confidence, their communication skills, how they relate to others, and rehearsals and perfecting something. It's a great tool for children to get involved in the performing arts in the theater to just cultivate that. And
yeah.
And we have the summer camp, which we will have again this year. And I think they're doing Finding Nemo for their presentation. So no, it's a good training ground for some of the kids. And some of these kids end up on main stage. And
yeah,
there's a lot of talent in this area, and it needs to be nurtured. And,
right, I was gonna say, and that's what Riverside is so good at doing.
I love doing it. Yeah.
Is summer camp, are there still openings? Because I know that usually fills up pretty quick.
I believe you can call in. There is a wait list, but you know it's a good thing to get on that wait list because
you
never
know
who might not be able to make it in the end. Yeah.
The other thing, just one of the headlines to talk about, is this Friday night. Todd Meredith returns.
Yeah, Todd was our buddy Holly a few years ago, and he kind of took the area by storm. People really were attracted to what he did, and then he has his own band called the Ravons, which is a rock and roll tribute band, and so I've had Todd come back and do his concerts 3 or 4 times, and we were supposed to have him in, I think it was a year ago, and then something, you know, had happened, and of course, all of us getting out of the pandemic and bookings and stuff like that. But we finally got them this Friday night, tickets have sold quite well. I think we're near 300 people, and there's still some tickets. We seat 400 people, so if you'd like to see Todd, a great night for just a rock and roll concert. There's going to be a dance floor down, so people can get up and dance while they're playing, and it should be loads of fun, and Todd is always great with the tunes that he does, and he shakes it up and does a variety of different things, and the band is terrific. The rest of the guys are wonderful, and it'll be a great night at Riverside.
He puts on a show. Puts on a great show.
Yeah.
And if you either like that kind of music, that style of music, or you have family members that remember that style of music.
Yeah.
They will love it.
Oh, yeah. And
this
even the younger people love it.
Oh, they do too. Yeah,
yeah,
it is. No, it's for any age.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just a great night of rock and roll. And it's fun and it's energetic and puts a smile on your face. And that we could all use that from time to time.
Exactly. And it's great that you're able to transition and do those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Riverside has the facility to do that. And to all of a sudden just say, we're not going to do a show tonight, we're going to do we're going to have a concert. I think that's a great idea.
Well, we built it in. We wanted to map it out that way. They're playing our song as a 6-week run, and we had some availability. Sometimes we can be, not as full on a Thursday night or a Friday night. And if we plan far enough in advance, we can always work one of those nights in, especially if it's a Thursday or Friday, and this will be a Friday night. So it works out great.
So if you're looking for something to do for a date night or just to go out, just something out of the ordinary.
Yeah, and it's not the full dinner show thing, but there will be, the bar will be open. You can get drinks. There will be all kinds of finger foods, appetizers, anything that you'd like to get. So if you're going to be hungry around 7:30 when the show starts, you will be able to order something if you would like.
RiversideDT.com. Go to RiversideDT.com or call 370-4300 and get tickets for Friday night.
Yeah.
For Todd Meredith. When we come back, we'll start talking about some of the shows coming up. They're playing our song, we'll obviously talk about, but then after that, it's The Wizard of Oz is already here.
And we're in rehearsals. Yeah, yeah. What a show. I mean, it's a big show.
Oh,
Big show. Yeah.
I can't wait to see what you do with the staging and everything. Patrick Ahern is here, and we may be joined by others as we go along this morning. Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Ahern in this morning from a Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. They're playing our song is going on right now. And by the way, Patrick, it's good to have you for the 8 o'clock version of this show. There's apparently a 9 o'clock version too.
Yeah, I hear there is, and the more popular you get with Town Talk, and you know, maybe we need to open up more about the performing arts and theater. We'll do that
right.
9 o'clock show.
There may be a 9 o'clock show someday. You never know. There was a bit of a mix-up this morning. RiversideDT.com for tickets, whether it's for Todd Meredith Friday night or for they're playing our song, and we'll get into the Wizard of Oz as we go along. Actually, we'll talk Wizard of Oz right now because we may be able to talk more.
We have some guests. I ran into a few people on Route 3 on my way over. I said, would you come on over? And so I think they're going to show up.
So if they get here in time, we'll get into them with they're playing our song. Wizard of Oz, because we all know the story. When you do those kinds of shows, and you always change things around as you're able to. I guess this one you really wouldn't change
much. It's funny you say that. I spoke to the entire company. We had our first read-through Monday night, and I said, you know, this is one of those classics that is so iconic and so endearing. People all know it. If it's not broke, don't fix it. And I know people have done their own fantasy versions and this and that and the other thing. No, it's all there. It is just there. You don't have to tamper with it. You don't have to switch it. You don't have to change the characters. We are doing a very immersive set. So actually the first two rows of the floor are going to be gone. So if you're making reservations, you know that there will only be three rows of seating on the floor. And then of course the tiers. So we're bringing the set right off the front edge of the stage, right into the main floor. And
does the Yellow Brick Road come out?
You're going to see the Yellow Brick Road and a lot more.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's quite a set. And I have a big meeting today on all our different special effects that we're going to be able to do. And the cast is absolutely superb. At our read-through the other night, we have 10 of our youngsters that have either brand new to us or have worked with us before are playing the Munchkins, and all the moms of the kids were there the other night for the read-through, and a good 5-6 of them came up to me and said, oh my God, you're amazing. This is like the most perfect cast that we could ever imagine. And I said, well, thank you. I mean, casting is important, but we truly have everybody that is playing their role in this show is like they were born to do it. And I'm so excited about it.
How tough is it for Dorothy, just because of Judy Garland?
I think Dorothy, you just have to play the character, you know, play who that is. I mean, she's like any young woman, young girl growing up that wants to get out, wants to be a dreamer, loves her family, but you know, it wants to dream big. So I don't think it's, you know, we think of Judy Garland because of the movie. And I mean, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, that's her song. But anybody that has the heart to bring to that role can mm-hmm. play it. And so Rebecca Carroll is our Dorothy. And she was the lead the chorus girl who became the star in 42nd Street.
Oh, okay.
Great tap dancer.
Yeah.
She is playing Dorothy, and she's just fabulous so far. Yeah. So it's a nice combination of brand new people to Riverside, some newish people that have just started with us over the last few years, and some of the people that you've grown to love at Riverside that have been with us for a while. So it's a nice mixture of talent for
it's
the show.
It's been a while since you've done a little bit of time since you've had, you know, like you say, a big show, you know, really a big show.
Yeah, this has, with the kids in it, it's a 30-member cast. It's pretty big.
Boy, but for this is you talk about shows that you can bring your whole family to.
Oh,
and this is it. And
you know, there's nothing like seeing this live. Mm. You know, well, of course, you and I, Ted, we would have grown up on this. And I was telling the cast the other night that I remember you know, when it was advertised to come on television, everything stopped.
It did. And usually it was Sunday nights.
Yeah, Sunday night. And it was a big deal that it was coming on.
Yeah.
And you couldn't wait to see it. And even if it was on the year before, it's still, here it is. We've got to all be there to see it, you know. And today so much, it's funny because I asked a lot of the kids the other night how many of them knew it, and a lot of them don't, the younger children today.
Because you're right, it was it was a happening. It was usually like a Sunday night on NBC.
Yeah, and
they
it's
had
funny because I asked all 10 of them, I said, how many of you have seen the movie, The Wizard of Oz? And I think maybe 7 of them raised their hands. And I said, how many of you have seen it past a year ago? None of them had. So they probably watched the movie, or their parents had them watch the movie knowing that they were going to do the show. But, and then even some of the, you know, people in their 20s and even 30s, that, you know, aren't as familiar with it as
interesting
those of us who really grew up with it. But it's such a simple story of, it's got, you know, family. And it's got heart, you know. It the camaraderie of the lion, the tin man, and the scarecrow, and Dorothy, and their travels to Oz, and you know.
Oh, it is.
And home. It's the theme of home. There's no place like home.
Auntie M.
Auntie M. You know, it's all there. And
I don't know if you can tell me, but the you know, as we watched it in growing up, the scene that stays with you are the flying monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Are there flying monkeys?
Of course.
Okay. I mean, I know you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got the flying monkeys. We've got the Winkies. You know the You know, the whole shebang.
Give us your goosebumps thinking of to be able to see that on stage. I can't wait.
Well, you know, one of our cast members. Well, I might as well share it with you because he's so great, Robert Biederman, who was in Bright Star and Grumpy Old Men, and he was Spencer Tracy role in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
One of the great guests we've ever had on the 8 o'clock show here.
he played the wizard in The Wizard of Oz, many tours, the production that was done at Madison Square Gardens. It's a role that he's done more performances of than any other in his history.
Oh, he will be
history.
So good.
And when I talked about doing the show, I said, I've got to have you do this. So he's doing it.
Oh, good.
And he spoke about it the other night at our read-through, and he got so choked up about what the show means to him. And then when we got to a point in the show where he is... giving the lion, the tin man, and the scarecrow, you know, a diploma and so on and so forth. At one point, I think it made such an impression on him that he had to stop. And, you know, so I think it's the kind of show that even though we all know it and we know how it all works out and ends up, it still stirs up some emotion, especially to those of us who think back to our childhood.
I watched it with my grandparents a bunch of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just, it was one of those things that you did as a family. I mean, those days are gone. You know, I remember Saturday nights we would watch the Carol Burnett Show with the extended family, not just my mother and father and my sister, but we'd go to my grandmother's house and
you'd all laugh. You'd all laugh uncontrollably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then any popular big film like, you know, this or The Sound of Music or whatever, we all watch it as a family unit.
You're right, that is gone.
And that's gone. You know, people rarely do that anymore. You know, just like sitting down and having dinner at 5 or 6 o'clock at night that was a given.
Right, you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody set the table, somebody got this, you all got there, you know. And those days... Those were important to me. To me, you know, all the bells and whistles that people look for, like the fancy iPhone or every kind of video game or every kind of anything to do with social media, we didn't have that. And so those days I wouldn't trade them in for the world.
Right.
You know? Yeah. You could ask me, I'll give you $10 million or I'll give you your family unit that you nurtured and grew up with.
Yeah.
And I would turn the $10 million down any day.
And that's why Riverside plays such an important role. For a couple of hours, you can all sit there and nobody's supposed to be looking at their phone and you're all focused and you're all laughing and you on the way home, you talk about what you liked and, you know, what moved you.
Absolutely. And you're all there, the energy of all those people feeding off of what's being given to them from the stage and then the energy from the audience to the actors on the stage. There's nothing like it. There is nothing like it. And that's what's going to be the joy of doing this production of Wizard of Oz. I think people will be in awe when they see the set, because the set is just going to, I mean, pop right out at you.
Yeah.
And I wanted the show to feel as if, you know, the audience was a part of it. They are in it as well.
And by bringing it out, you accomplished that.
Yeah. So, I'm hoping that everybody gets in to see this show because it is going to be spectacular.
To have a set like this, this isn't like just last week you decided let's do this and this. When we talk about being in rehearsal, and I mean there is so many things, so many moving parts that you're doing every day. I mean this set you probably months ago had to have developed in your mind or talked through. So the pieces are there to put it together after they're playing our song ends.
We started, the designer, Christian Fleming, who is from New York, he designed Miracle on 34th Street, and he also designed Margaritaville. But back in October of last year, I think we started talking about Wizard of Oz. And I simply said to him, I want it to come right out into the audience. I want it to feel like they're in the world with us. And so he finally came up with his idea, and I said, that's it. And we've tweaked it. We've gone back and forth with different things. And, you know, it'll be a combination of the set. It'll be some great effects and lighting, wonderful projections as well. And I don't know. I hope it's like a big coloring book comes to life, and people just young and old are enchanted by it.
I can't wait to see who plays the Wicked Witch of the West.
Well, you know her.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know her. I might as well say Kathy Hollenda.
I was gonna say it has to be Kathy Hollenda.
I said in
I
said in rehearsals the other day, you were born to play this role.
Yeah
she's great. Yeah, she's really...
Because there'll be just... and she in the last few years, you've really brought some things out of her in different ways.
Mm-hmm. She was wonderful in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the Katharine Hepburn role. So, so Kathy will be playing the Wicked Witch of the West. Yeah.
Wizard of Oz begins
May 22nd.
Okay, I was saying it's the middle of the month.
May 22nd, and it goes, I think, until July 14th,
okay.
I think is when it closes. Yeah, and then my friend comes in from the West Coast.
Yeah, we'll get into all that too when we come back.
Yeah.
Patrick Ahern here, the CEO and producing artistic director, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, are playing our song through May the 12th. RiversideDT.com, 370-4300 for ticket information or to buy tickets. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism this morning. For information on events and activities, tourstaffordva.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in this morning. Patrick Ahern, the CEO and producing artistic director at Riverside here. The room is filled up, Patrick. You and I were just having this great conversation, and then you found these people in the parking lot.
Actually, it was on Route 3. They were that looked like they were hitchhiking. I thought they would be good guests. So I, you know, said, why don't you come over and do the morning show with us at 9 o'clock? I mean, 8 o'clock. So here they are. No, joking aside, Carson Eubank and Ashley Wallbauer, the stars of They're Playing Our Song.
Hey.
There you are.
It is great to have you guys here.
Good to be here, Ted.
Seen it yet. I have heard people that have gone and have just raved about it, which doesn't surprise me. And welcome. It is great to talk to you and, about this show. What do you guys like best about it?
Oh my gosh! Well, working with Ashley is probably the first thing.
We
have a good time. But no, the show is great, and I think it's a show that not many people might know by name. And to be honest with you, I did not know by name. You know, when Patrick first brought it up, I'd heard of it. I knew the song they're playing, our song.
Yeah.
But that was about it. But the score is great. Marvin Hamlisch, chorus line. Barbara Streisand, you know, and Neil Simon wrote the book he wrote the book of the musical. And so it's funny, it's charming, the music is fun. It's Ashley and I for a lot of the show, but there are three other guys and three other girls that are kind of the voices in our heads that are helping us make these decisions along the way
fun.
In our career and our love life. And they're the ones that kind of create the what the audience comes expecting to see in a musical, the song and dance numbers. Those are in there too. So it hits all the notes that you want from an evening at the theater. And I think it's we're having so much fun. I think that translates to the audience, and they seem to be having a great time coming to see it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, my favorite part is also working with Carson.
Oh.
But
you had to say that.
I mean, no. I mean it. But I think working on the show is kind of an actor's dream. It is such a challenge. The book is just so fast and quick that you got to be on your P's and Q's the entire show and so incredibly focused. So it's been such a fun challenge for both of us as actors.
Is part of that just because it's mainly you two out there all the time?
Oh, yeah. In the scenes, it is just the two of us. Yeah.
That would be a challenge to there aren't spots where you can take a break or catch your breath for a second.
No, the spots where we take a break, we're changing clothes.
Right.
Off stage.
Changes.
I don't think we even go back to the dressing room except once in the show.
Yeah. Good old intermission.
Yeah.
Where I'm also changing.
Right.
So the story itself.
Mm.
Say what you can about without giving stuff away.
Sure. I'm sure Ashley's tired of hearing me tell the story, but I love the story, so I'll tell it anyway.
I'll listen again.
It's based on the real life story of Marvin Hamlisch and Carol Bayer Sager, who were writing partners, who then had a bit of a romance, and then ended up just becoming good friends and writing partners. And Neil Simon was good friends with Marvin Hamlisch, lived in the same building as Marvin Hamlisch. And Marvin would tell him these stories about this kooky woman that he was seeing and writing with. And Neil would laugh and say, you really got to write this stuff down. It would make a great something.
Yeah.
And no. But then Neil Simon, over the course of the next few months, started to write some of these things down. And one day Marvin opens his door and there's a manuscript on his doorstep, and it's the first draft of They're Playing Our Song. And he had written down the stories and kind of, you know, started to fictionalize some of them and make them work for the show. But anyway, it is not autobiographical, but it's certainly based on those two characters. And, you know, New York in the 70s and the costumes and the references, it's all very period, but still very funny to an audience today.
And adding to this, this would be fine, and we could go for another hour and a half and talk about this.
Well, we have a 9 o'clock hour, right?
We've got the 9 o'clock show to also do this. We also, though, have someone in the room that is kind of connected to all of this. Patrick Ahern.
Well, I mean, it was a favorite of mine back in college. You know, before I ever dreamed of being in this business, fighting to be in this business. I mean, fighting against it. So I loved the show. And then I never dreamed that I'd actually work with the man.
Right.
Which was a great experience. Yeah. It just interesting individual, very nice individual. I was pretty much in awe of him at the time. And he ended up just being a regular guy. And so, I mean, this all came to pass when we were doing Souvenir, Carson and Andrea Kahane, And as my life goes, I am in the situation, and then I go, oh, wow. You know, I'm always doing that. I'm always seeing people come in the door. They're doing a certain role. And then I say to them, like, Ashley, God, you'd be a great narrator, you know.
Yeah.
So Carson, as Cosme in Souvenir, screamed out Vernon Gersh to me. It was just like, and I went, God, I'd love to do that show. I don't know if it would sell. And I mentioned it to him. And at first he said, I think he said something like, what's they're playing our song? And then he checked it out. And you said to me you didn't think I would do it.
No, I didn't.
And I usually when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do something. So it was a blast. I mean, we had such a good time in rehearsal, mm-hmm. Just working with them, letting them go. And, you know, I always say as a director, I'm the guide, you know, and I want the two actors to, I mean, I'm certainly there to help, but I want them to feel it and be comfortable with their own beings, bringing these roles to life. And we just got it together, you know, pretty quickly. And then they were able to, over the course of several run-throughs, develop. And I'm proud of it. I think it's a great show. And, you know, it's one of those things where I say to our audiences, yes, you come out for Les Mis and Jersey Boys and Mamma Mia. We're the same theater that does another show that you might not know, like, you know, Bridges of Madison County, but it's going to be pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those shows where it's just going to, it's going to make you laugh. It'll break your heart a little bit. And it'll, I mean, I've gotten so many emails. You see it on Facebook of people mm-hmm. talking about, I can't get that song out of my head. They're playing our song. You know, you're going to be humming the tunes. So what more can you ask for?
The thing I like about these kind of, especially this show based in this time, just because it's somewhat current. And I think you told me, I think I've heard it's not as long as it's a shorter show.
Mm-hmm.
I like those kind of shows mm-hmm. where you come in and you just you have a good time for a couple of hours.
Yeah, and I think Ashley was mentioning it earlier, the way the script is written, and Neil Simon, mostly who wrote plays, you know, as a playwright, his pacing of his dialogue is so fast that makes it difficult to memorize and makes it difficult to do sometimes. But there's a rhythm to it, so it moves quickly. The jokes are fast paced, so you never feel like you're just sitting there waiting for when's the next song going to come, you know. So yeah, it moves quickly and it's engaging and really funny.
And sometimes actually you don't have to be there are times at Riverside where you're just in awe of the moment. It's these heavy moments.
Mm-hmm.
But other times, there are times, because, and especially when you did yours, when you did it, Carson, with Souvenir, it's just fun.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
it's just funny, and mm-hmm. you need a mixture of both, and this will be my show to just enjoy.
Mm. Yes, 100%. You're going to laugh your butt off, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, you've done such a wide variety of things at Riverside. This is quite different.
Oh, my goodness. It is so different than anything I've ever done before. And I'm just so thankful to have been asked to even tape for it because it's so different than the narrator in Joseph, which, you know, is so vocally challenging in its own way. But that one, that role is pretty light because the narrator is a guide.
Yeah.
For the show.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is just the complete opposite, where Sonia, she is a quirky lady and she's got so many awesome things about her, but she's also got a lot of flaws as well. And so it's been really fun to dive into such a complex character that is so different from who I am as a human.
I was going to ask you, is it fun to do those kinds of roles?
Oh, yes. She is so chaotic, which is, I hope, is not like me.
No, not at all.
So it's been such a fun challenge to do something that's really, really 180 from who I am. Yeah, it's been great.
And for you, Carson, obviously you're not behind a piano. Or
well, I am. in the show.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't think you would be a lot, but not like because Souvenir, that
was
your role.
Well, right. No, yeah. As Vernon Gersh, I'm a composer.
Yeah.
And so oftentimes I am behind the piano and composing. Now, David Landrum is music directing the show, and he is leading the orchestra.
Right, yes.
And actually, I am not playing live on stage, but I do feel at home, you know, there up on stage when I'm behind the piano and singing. And
that's what Souvenir you were
saying. Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, when Patrick mentioned that he saw Souvenir and thought of Vernon Gersh, the roles are pretty similar, I think. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's a dry wit to him, like Cosme had. The vocal, you know, she does a lot of the big singing in the show and sounds incredible. His vocals are more there to, you know, have some fun and advance the story, similar to Cosme. So yeah, it feels very comfortable and at home for me. He's a little bit more jaded than I am, I'd like to think, but yeah. Maybe I'm more jaded than I think, so I don't know.
You were great in Souvenir, just with just the looks you would have.
Mm.
Do you get to do that in this?
I do.
This one?
I do. Taking her in, especially when we first meet, she's different than a lot of the girls that Vernon's used to to seeing and to working with. So, but I think that's part of what attracts him to her is that she's so different and so different than him.
I do see more and more than why you saw if there are so many similarities between the character or in how he reacts in Souvenir than in. They're playing our song.
Yeah. It was a no-brainer. It was just a matter of finding our Sonia and doing the show. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I didn't even think of Ashley. You know, we had started talking about people, thinking about people, and it's different than what I've seen her do. And I think it was one day we were talking, Carson, I said, what do you think? Maybe we should reach out to Ashley. And so I did, and she said, I'm so happy, you know. And she sent her material in, and it took me like 30 seconds to go, well, that's it. And then I got in touch. Well, I think you sent it to both of us, and
yeah.
I said, and he agreed. And so it was it. Because we had looked through some people that I was thinking would be it, and then they sent their stuff in, and I was, oh, my God, no. You know, I was surprised. So I was getting a little concerned because I didn't know if we'd find the right person, and we did. Yeah.
Woohoo. Here we are.
Yeah.
So, Ashley, when you find out, whenever that was, do you then start researching the show and watching it from different perspectives?
Yeah, I think I do a little of that work even when I tape the material and sent it to Carson and Patrick at the beginning because you kind of want to know the style of the show and the music before you put it on tape and send it over. So I was doing lots of research beforehand and just kind of fell in love with the show and the character instantly. And it was just awesome because even though she is so different from who I am as a human, it felt like easy.
Yeah.
And it's been just wonderful.
And it's interesting you talk about that for people that are interested in getting into, you know, becoming an actress or an actor. There's work involved.
You don't
just show up and read something.
I wish
there's a
lot.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of research just to get the part, and then you move into, you know, then perfecting the role even before rehearsals begin.
Right. Yeah. You got to do research on the time period. It helps that it's based off of two actual humans. So, you know, reading their memoirs and kind of getting inside their heads a little bit have been extremely helpful. We've both read the books.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a lot that goes into it behind the scenes. And yeah, we worked really hard on the show. So you should come see it.
No, I am really looking forward to it through May 12th. So there's not that many. It's not that long to do it. Patrick, the other thing is, and we have talked about this before, but when you're like Ashley and you're in another role at Riverside, how you carry yourself and how you want to make an impression especially if you want to come back. And she obviously did when she was here before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, actors always think that it's the audition sometimes that gets them the job, and it does in many ways. But it's also how they carry themselves and everything else they're doing outside of the audition. Even when you get the job, you never know what's next or what could be next. And I learned that way back when, even in auditions, people would say to me, your audition starts the minute you walk in the door. Mm-hmm. It doesn't start when you open your mouth to sing.
Yeah.
And how you carry yourself, because you look at things like that. I mean, how you treat the accompanist, you know, and have respect for the accompanist, because they're pretty much setting you up for success or failure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's, and I, God, I've been in this business so long, I'm very observant all the time. Yeah. I'm watching. Yeah. You know, in a good way, you know, not in a bad way. So, and what I like about Riverside is my goal here was to establish, I mean, I like to think of it as a company of actors who we have a family that we call upon from time to time.
And you see that.
I want people to come back. Mm-hmm. I want people to, A, enjoy working with us and enjoy the people that we have as our team, enjoy coming to Fredericksburg and Stafford County and the area. And it's all about doing great work. Mm-hmm. And you know, it doesn't just have to be Broadway. It can be other places in the regions that you get to do a fabulous role like the two of them are doing right now. And hopefully they will remember this for the rest of their lives. Yep. You know, it's also creating memories for your life that you can take. Nobody can take it away from you. Once you've done it, it's there for you forever and ever and ever. And some of the greatest things I've done were not on Broadway. They were other places. So I enjoy being able to be a vessel for great people coming in to do great work. Mm-hmm. And that's what I will continue to do for as long as I keep doing it. And then I turn it over to the man at the end over there. And he'll do the same.
Yeah.
You know, that. I mean, it's a great thing we've got going here.
Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, tourstaffordva.com. Riverside Center for the Performing Arts are playing our song through May 12th, riversidedt.com. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Carson Eubank in this morning, Ashley Walbauer here, and Patrick Ahern, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. They're playing our song through May the 12th. Not much time here, but Ashley, what do you hope people walk, I guess, what do you want them to think about or be, you know, leave this show with?
I want them to leave the theater having a great time, feeling all warm and fuzzy, and I think that's exactly what you're going to get.
Well, and it's just the fact that you get to be a character that you're not.
Yeah.
You can, for a couple of hours, just step out of yourself.
100%. That's exactly what happens. And it's just, I feel so grateful to be back at Riverside and performing the show with my good friend, Carson.
Hey. Well, we are glad to have you back.
Thank
just because you were so enthusiastic. And it was about last year, about this time that you were here. So it's good to have you. And Carson, it's nice to see you on stage.
Yeah. It's nice to be back on stage. It's something that I, you know, it seems like every couple of years now we trot me back out there, but no, it's been a blast having Ashley, Patrick directing. David's done a great job with the music. The band, we didn't really talk about the music because that's usually what I'm in here talking to you about. But
yeah.
the music sounds great. It's a huge score, huge orchestration, but David's done a great job, and the whole band, they play it beautifully. So the music is great, and I'm just really proud of the show.
May 12th, there's not much time to go, so get your tickets. Also, get tickets for Friday night, Todd Meredith and the Ravens.
That's
at,
it.
At Riverside. RiversideDT.com, 370-4300, followed by Wizard of Oz. There is no time for you to even talk, Patrick, or even say
I just want to know who
here.
The guest is in the 9 a.m. show.
That is a secret that we keep highly guarded. Thank you both for coming in. Thank you all for
Thanks,
coming
Ted.
In.
Thanks, Ted.
That's it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.